नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 20, text 13, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Sama Samano Tama Madhyama Dhamma. सुखे च दुखे च चितेन्द्रियाशयः मयोपक्लिप्ताखिल लोकसंयतो विधत्स्ववीराखिल लोकरक्षणम् समः समानो तम मध्यमाधमः सुखे च दुःखे च चितेन्द्रियाशयः मयोपक्लिप्ताखिल लोकसंयुतो विधत्स्ववीराखिल लोकरक्षणम् This verse, the translation of which I will now read, is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, to King Prithu. Translation is as follows. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Purport. Here is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. One has to execute the order of Lord Vishnu, whether receiving it directly from him or from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. Arjuna fought the battle of Kurukshetra under the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly, here, Prithu Maharaj is also being given orders by Lord Vishnu regarding the execution of his duty. We have to stick to the principles stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi. Every man's duty is to receive orders from Lord Krishna or from his bona fide representative and take these orders as his life and soul without personal considerations. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he is going to be liberated or not, but he should simply execute the direct order received from the spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of the spiritual master, he will always remain in a liberated position. A common man must execute the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma by working in his prescribed duty according to the caste system, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the spiritual order system, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. If one simply executes regularly and strictly the injunctions given for the different divisions of life, then one satisfies Lord Vishnu. As a king, Prithu Maharaj was ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of the bodily situation and to engage always in the service of the Lord and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. The word Badha Sohridaha in the previous verse is explained herewith. One can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. The Lord says, Acharyang mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for he is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will always remain free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by stating that the instruction in this verse is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that one can also receive the orders of Lord Vishnu via the medium of the spiritual master, who is the external manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should not be accepted as an ordinary human being, should be honored as good as God. Not that he's God, but should be honored as good as God. So it's expected that the spiritual master will be a pure devotee of Krishna and simply repeat the message of Krishna as it has been passed down from Acharya to Acharya through the chain of guru and disciple parampara. Realistically speaking, of course, there's transcendental reality, but from our, which is beyond the realism that we might think is realism, as long as we're in the conditioned state. But from a subjective standpoint, trying to measure or fathom out this transcendental reality, which is far beyond our material intelligence, or even we might say from an ordinary common sense point of view, there have been recent acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our own most worshipable Parama Puja A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who were all clearly, except in the eyes of just rascals, just completely nonsense people, they're all very clearly very highly elevated pure devotees of Krishna. And that is the standard of pure devotion that they have set, telling us to follow in their footsteps. But realistically speaking, it is hard to find such devotees. They're not loitering on every street corner. After the departure of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, some of his disciples made the comment that such a pure devotee is rarely seen in this world, hardly once in the day of Lord Brahma. At the same time, the Guru Parampara has to go on. One should see the Guru as good as God, which might be thought of as a very convenient thing to say if one is known to be a Guru, as in my case. The fact is, subjective, objective, whichever way you want to take it, that I was a mlecha. That's all. Mlecha, meat eater, no culture, no knowledge of Sanskrit. And all the symptoms of a mlecha were there, fully apparent in myself. Not a super mlecha, I wasn't a Stalin or Hitler, just an ordinary, miserable, insignificant mlecha among many, many millions of others. On the other hand, the disciple is supposed to see the Guru as good as God, not to think of him as an ordinary person. Guru Shu Naramatihi Savai Naraki Saha, one who thinks the Guru to be just an ordinary human being is a candidate for hell or has hellish consciousness. How do we understand all these things? We understand all these things that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, presented by the Acharyas, Dino Hino Joto Chilo Hariname Udharilo, those who are the most fallen have become uplifted by the holy name of Krishna. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with Jagai Madhai, Tarshaki, Jagai Madhai, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in uplifting Jagai and Madhai is not meant just for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he wanted that this continue. He didn't come to give the bliss of the spiritual world just during the time that he was present directly in this world, but he came to give that to others, and he instructed his followers to write books with the aim that this bliss that he had brought from the spiritual world and the process to attain that could be preserved from different generations, for following generations. On the other hand, it is not appropriate to consider the former activities, which were all nonsense, the former activities of myself or someone in my position as being some kind of Leela. It wasn't Leela. The Mayavadis say everything is Leela. The Jiva is in the body of a pig. He's actually God having his Leela. No, that's wrong. That's a very offensive statement. Thinking that Leela, the word which applies to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his direct associates, that applies to persons in Maya and living beings in the lowest modes of nature, or even in the higher modes of nature. I recently received an email from which I will read now. Someone has written to me. I read and heard that you are from England, your mother was from Ireland, and that you were raised in the Roman Catholic tradition. Can you write me more about your childhood period before you met Srila Prabhupada? Please, I would like to know more about your home, brothers and sisters, mother and father, family, school, friends, city, girlfriend, pets, relatives, hobbies, and your dreams when you were young. Okay, I'll give you the answer to that. The answer is No, I'm not going to tell you. Simple, simple answer. It's meaningless. What did you dream last night? Well, maybe you dreamt of Krishna, but mostly we don't dream of Krishna. We dream all nonsense things. So, what's the point of, I went to such and such school, I got into such and such a fight. What's the point? How many lifetimes have we been through? Joga da bichare kichu nahi pai tomara karunasha. The only thing I can say, you can sum it up and say there was nothing of any value whatsoever. Maybe something could be seen as some kind of almost agyata sukriti, just like my mother dragging me reluctantly to church. So, forced agyata sukriti. But otherwise, my life, like the life of everyone who's coming from a Malecha background, it began at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's real life, that's eternal life. So how are you going to do it? Now you got to, now an admitted Malecha as a guru, but you shouldn't see. Because I'm not a Malecha now. I'm fortunate to have received the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I can't say I'm perfect. I don't want to make a show of pretending that I'm on a higher level that I am. I could present, instead of saying I'm your spiritual master, I can say I'm your spiritual guide. That's often a more, sounds more or less demanding and less magisterial or authoritarian. Or I could present myself and just say, well, I'm like you, I'm a struggling sadhaka, and tell you that. But that wouldn't be very inspiring for you, and there's a problem with that also. Because if I say, no, I'm just struggling, I'm also very far, that gives me an excuse to just goof off from time to time or not set the proper example. Then I can, no, I'm just a struggling sadhak, so sometimes I drink some coffee, but we're all fallen. But that's a formula for remaining fallen forever. Srila Prabhupada wrote several times to the devotees who had taken up leadership roles under his guidance within his movement, that now you're a temple president, that is very good, so you have to set the proper example so that others follow. This is the formula that I try to follow. I can't say that I'm seeing Krishna face to face at every moment, as Srila Prabhupada could, frankly, without any trace of duplicity, say. I can't say that. But I can strive to live up to the ideal of anyabhilashita shunya bhakti, of remaining in Krishna's service 24 hours a day, doing everything, trying to do things according to the principle Krishnate akhila cheshta. Everything we do should be for Krishna's pleasure, for what Krishna wants. And teach that to others. It's, as Srila Prabhupada often said, it is not difficult. It's not difficult to chant Hare Krishna. And if we make that our life, to just do, to act in such a way that we know Krishna wants us to do, and to set an example for others, then in that way one can help to guide others on the path back to Godhead. And of course we always recommend studying Srila Prabhupada's books, listening to Prabhupada's lectures, and then gradually one can, according to Srila Prabhupada's recommendation, one can read the books of the previous acharyas. But a guru who instructs is also required. For instance, speaking about myself again, in the Vyasa Puja offerings which were offered to me last year, two or three times it was mentioned, praising me for picking up garbage at our farm in Nandagram, Gujarat, where I'd stayed there for some time. But I don't want to be praised for picking up garbage. It's not that I wake up in the morning thinking I want to pick up garbage. But I'm just trying to show you that you should pick up the garbage. Not that you say, oh, he's picking up the guy, I write that in Vyasa Puja. There shouldn't be any garbage there, that's the point. You're not supposed to throw it, and if you see some garbage is there, you pick it up. It's not that, oh, let's leave it there, and then we see Guru Maharaj in his leela of picking up the garbage. The last 2 days' talks have been what we might call inspiring. The first one I spoke about mopping up tears after the kirtan. How are we going to get to that stage? Not by throwing garbage in Krishna's temple. We like to hear talks of the highest level of bhakti, and we should do. That's prayojana katha, the stage to be attained. And there's also the philosophical underpinning, sambandha gyan. That's less popular. We like to hear pastimes, and then less popular is hearing philosophy. But then the abhideya, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's the least popular of all. The nitty gritty of how we're going to get purified, how we're going to get to that stage, how we're going to get over all the anartas in our hearts. Study, practice, associate with devotees. Just kindly consider that you can learn many shlokas, have perfect sadhana, rise early in the morning every day, be a popular kirtan leader, be honored as a big guru sitting on a big seat, but we aren't going back to Godhead if we throw garbage around, especially in Krishna's temple. We may think, well, not in the temple, it's in the grounds. Well, one thing I was seeing, that little packets of soap, this was not in underground, the brahmacharis use little packets of soap. It would presumably be more economic to get big, buy it in bulk, but then what happens is that the brahmacharis slop water into it and it all becomes a big solid bulk that you can't, or they use far too much or whatever. So maybe they use little packets like this. And the packets, they're open, the soap is emptied, and then the soap packet is put in the garbage can. Okay, very good. So what am I complaining about? I'm complaining about the tiny little bit that gets cut off and thrown over the edge so that it lands in the area where the clothes are dried. Why not throw that in the garbage bin too? Why, it's right there. What's the point? What are they thinking? Or maybe they're thinking, well, it's just a small thing, or doesn't really matter. I have this habit of throwing things in the garbage, not in the garbage, just here, there, and everywhere. So at least a little bit, I'll indulge in that. But it's not just one, every day it's going on. I can't understand what are you thinking? Why are you throwing it? They think someone else is going to come and clean it up? Or it just doesn't matter? Maybe not thinking anything at all. That's the problem. lack of conscientiousness. We used to hear that first of all you have to become conscious and then you can become Krishna conscious. That we have to be conscious of everything around us and how to interact with it for the pleasure of Krishna. We may think I'm in very high level Krishna consciousness, but when we're driving a car, we have to be conscious of all the traffic around us also. And we crash the car and say, well, I was absorbed in thought of Krishna, so I didn't see the other car coming the other way. But that's bogus. When you're driving a car, you have to be conscious, just like any other driver on the road. Not that you're so absorbed in thought of Krishna that you crash the car. The absorbed in thought of Krishna means you'll drive more carefully, knowing that this car is Krishna's property and my body is Krishna's property and the other devotees in the car are Krishna's property. So devotees should be even more conscious than the karmis, because we have a great responsibility to pass our lives or to use this human form of body which we have now attained, and the opportunity to serve Krishna. We're supposed to use that in Krishna's service. So we have to be very careful how we interact with the material world so that we don't, by our carelessness, create obstacles in the matter of service to Krishna. So it may be a small thing, but it causes me a lot of concern, because I'm wondering how are we going to have real brahmanas who are going to lead society and establish varnashram dharma if you can't get them to understand that you don't throw garbage here and there, you put it in the garbage bin. Such a small thing. It's an indication that something's wrong in the consciousness. We're not thinking. We're not putting into practice how Krishna can be pleased. They say, well, we're doing so many things to please Krishna. We're distributing so many books. We're making devotees. We are making devotees. And we're building big temples. So that's good. Do it. But see the little things also, not just big things. Every little thing. Again, we're not going to be fit to go back to Godhead if we just throw some garbage here and there in the land of Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that at the expense of all my marts and properties, if I could make one pure devotee of Krishna, I would consider my mission successful, which just attests to how difficult a task that may be. Of course, we can be purified to a certain stage, and then we're informed that when we're almost ready, then we can take birth in a universe where Krishna is having his pastimes, and then we get our final training, and then we can go to the spiritual world. But to enter those pastimes, it's not such an easy thing. Prabhesha Chaturisha. Baraja Jubate Bipina Madhuri Prabhesha Chaturisha, to enter into the groves of Vrindavan where the gopis are serving Krishna. It's not such an easy thing. So I'd like to encourage you all to go on with your services. I can be sweet and smile and be nice to you, and that's good. And like to see you all happy in Krishna's service. But at the same time, there has to be some pressure, because if there's anything less than pure devotion, then we're not there. Now, those devotees getting initiated today might feel it's going to get too demanding. Yeah, it is demanding. It's demanding. You have to be ready to accept that. We don't force. We don't expect that anyone immediately upon being initiated is going to be free of all their anartas. And if the worst anarta in someone's life was throwing bits of garbage here and there rather than illicit sex, intoxication, well, that's a small thing compared to falling into illicit sex and intoxication, which are often fallen down into by those who fall away from practicing Krishna consciousness in the manner that Srila Prabhupada taught us. But we can get stuck also if we take anartas to be normal. If we take that to be the norm, we may think, oh, there's someone else has thrown the soap packet, I'll also throw it. What does it matter? There are so many soap packets, someone's appointed to come around and pick it up, so let them do it. Give them something to do. I don't know what the mentality is, but whatever it is, it's not pleasing to me. And that, we say that, yasya aprasada nagati katopi. I'm not going to curse you to go to hell. But maybe hell is full of garbage. You're making it here now. So my attempt is like that, just to at least tell you, or try to give that understanding of what is required for all devotees. In the beginning we just tell, chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, but then if we want to take training, then everything, every aspect of our life has to be in relation to Krishna. But if we're going to be 100% Krishna conscious, that means everything, every aspect of our life. Ahaitu kiya pratihata. Everything for Krishna only, and always for Krishna, non-stop. So I'm complaining, but at the same time I'm happy I have so many good dedicated disciples who those who are getting initiated today can follow their example. And I hope that all of you can come up and become glorious in Krishna consciousness. I hope that all of you someday may be taking spiritual leadership roles. I'll be very happy. I may not live to see it. I'll be very happy if you live to become renowned spiritual leaders, not by advertisement, but by actual qualities, and not just by qualities also, but by activities. Srila Prabhupada, before he came to the West, he had, at that time also, he was decorated with all transcendental qualities. But it's by his activities that it became known. What a great devotee he is. His activities in lifting people from illusion, the most unlikely candidates for Krishna consciousness. So my achievement, if I have any achievement, the best achievement will be if all of you, or at least some of you, can go on and become great spiritual leaders. Or it may not be that all of you will sit on a big Vyasasan and dictate to others like this, but in your home circle you can do also, in your neighborhood circle. Srila Prabhupada said there should be a guru in every neighborhood. There's a lot of work to do. We're having these Shravan Kirtan camps. And we're all very happy here. I hope you're all happy here. Seems like that. Everyone's dancing in Kirtan. That's happiness, isn't it? That's real happiness. With devotees singing, dancing, chanting the names of Krishna. But as we can very well see, there's a whole big world of Maya out there. And we are supposed to cooperatively push back this Maya, bring people to Krishna consciousness. Some rascals are openly blaspheming Krishna. Who's going to close their mouth? Maybe you know who I'm talking about. If not, I can tell you later. What about this impersonalism? We just take it as normal that there's so much impersonalism. Well, if Buddhism was driven out of India, what about driving this Kevaladvaitavada out of India? Who's going to do that? Prabhupada's books, they make a lot of difference, no doubt. As I've often related, when I first came to India in the mid-1970s, and actually I came to stay with the intention of staying in 1977, it was so difficult to speak about Krishna consciousness and say that God is one, you are not God, Krishna is supreme. And immediately, blah, 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 you don't say that. No, no, there are so many gods. You don't know, you're just new, we're born Hindus. It was so difficult. Nowadays, we go anywhere, public programs, speaking to people, and mostly we say these things and people, at least, they don't protest. And in many cases, they're ready to accept. At least the young generation, they know that they don't know. That's their, for most of them, that's their quality. And many of them are interested to know also, but then they get waylaid by these so-called sadgurus and rascal atheists. How do we get to them? What made the difference that we can speak that actually personalism, theism, Krishna consciousness, the acceptance that it's not all one became acceptable, widely acceptable. I put that down to the massive distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, in which Srila Prabhupada insistently, repeatedly states that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, we distribute more books than the rest of the world put together. But the scope for distributing is much greater than we are presently tapping. We could be doing much, much more. We should be doing much, much more book distribution. The world is in a very confused state. It's always in a confused state, because that is the nature of the material world. But increasingly we can see there's so much confusion and discontent in the world, and so much fear that we're all going to get destroyed by global warming, or fear that we're going to lose our job to robots and computers. These are very real fears in people's minds. IT professional, you're an IT professional now, and then in 2 years' time, you're working on computers, a computer will be doing your job. You won't have a job. It's quite likely, it's already happening. Even you might be writing advertisements, but some clever geek might come along and write some algorithm by which you don't write it, the computer software will write it. And then there won't be anything left to do except go and live on the farm, grow your own food, and forget all that nonsense civilization. And we should be heading the way in that also. So there's a lot of work to do. Establishing Krishna consciousness, establishing Varnashram Dharma, alternative way of life, Vedic kings, Prithu Maharaj, in this verse. Parikshit Maharaj. So all of you, you please consider how serious is Srila Prabhupada's mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to change the world. It's not meant only for ourselves. Everyone who comes into Krishna consciousness, they have a duty to help push forward Srila Prabhupada's mission. We may do so as Hanuman did. We may not do so as Hanuman did, but we may be a big prominent leader like Hanuman, or we may be the squirrel. But everyone should contribute for pushing this forward, and beginning with purification of consciousness. Janma sarthak kari karo para upaka. If we're really going to help push forward this movement, then we ourselves have to be pure representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But on the other hand, if we think that I'll become pure first and then I'll do something, then when Srila Prabhupada was asked about this, should we become pure first and then preach, and then Prabhupada said, and then no one will preach. If you wait to become pure, because if you think I'll become pure, then you can always become purer, and then it never happens. So both things have to go on side by side. We have our sadhana program Srila Prabhupada gave for intense purification, and also outgoing activities, sharing Krishna consciousness with others, doing whatever is required for pushing on this movement. Thank you very much for coming and making this festival. Festivals don't happen unless people come and participate. Thank you again to Mukunda Prabhu, Haripada Prabhu, Mataji, Tapavit Prabhu, kindly come for the first time to our Shravan Kirtan camp. Thank you all for coming, and to the cooks, the cleaners, the pot scrubbers, the prasad servers, the organizers, the sound system, the treasurer, the donors, to all of you. And if I forgot anyone, did I forget any? I must have forgotten. Anyway, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Look forward to seeing you again. The program's not over yet. It'll go until approximately midday. Oh, Hare Krishna.